This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you get your week and your day started the best way possible. And that is through some time with God. You know, there's nothing more significant in your life than your relationship with God. And there's nothing more significant to your relationship with God than the time that you spend with Him. The requests you ask for Him are significant, yes. The things you do for Him, they're important too. Your obedience, all of these things matter. But nothing matters as much as the time you spend with God each day. Because all of the blessings of the Christian life flow from that relationship. And your relationship with the Lord can only be healthy as you take time with Him. Have you learned to make that the number one priority in your life? Your relationship with God. We want to look this week at a few verses at the beginning of Isaiah chapter 6. I want to read the verses each day so that they really sink into your mind this week. Isaiah chapter 6 starts off with Isaiah saying, "In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. And he touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.'" An amazing passage, isn't it? But I want today to draw your attention to that first statement that Isaiah made. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. Just let that sink into your mind for a moment. He saw the Lord. The Hebrew word for Lord that Isaiah uses here is Adonai. That is the word that means that God is the supreme being of this universe, the one with all authority, the great, powerful, almighty God. Isaiah says, "I saw the Lord." You know that Isaiah was never the same after this. This is the pivotal moment in Isaiah's life. I saw the Lord. I want to tell you, if you ever come to the place in your life of truly experiencing the reality of the presence of God in a very powerful way, you will never be the same afterwards. We each desperately need to have this experience that Isaiah had, whether or not we have a vision like he had. We need to see the Lord. We need to be exposed to him. I saw the Lord, he said. Maybe you think, well, how does that happen? Well, it doesn't happen in a hurry. It happens as you take time to get quiet with God, to read his word, to let it sink in, to think about God and who he is and what he's like. Why don't you take a little time like that right now? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.